Boeing says it has full confidence in the safety of its 737 MAX 8 planes and does not plan to issue new guidance to operators despite two fatal crashes in 5 months. The EU and UK have joined Australia and others in grounding the model after the 737 MAX crashed in Ethiopia on the weekend. The US President Donald Trump has also criticised modern aircraft for being too complex, which prevents pilots from making split decisions. Washington correspondent Zoe Daniel reports.
The 737 MAX 8 is Boeing's best-selling jet ever. The company has 5,000 of the planes on order at a cost of about $170 million Australian dollars each. But after two fatal crashes in 5 months and concerns the plane's new anti-stall software may be a factor, Boeing has a confidence problem.
I'm not sure if I would put my children on a 737 wow. MAX this morning.
Peter Goltz is a former managing director of America's National Transportation Safety Board. Right now, there's no proof that an October crash in Indonesia and the weekend crash in Ethiopia are related. A preliminary investigation of the first crash suggested the software repeatedly forced the nose of the plane down and that pilots were unable to override it. Several countries, including Australia and the UK, have now banned the MAX 8 from their airspace while more investigations take place. The US Federal Aviation Administration, however, has chosen not to ground the jets, which are being used by major US carriers Southwest and American. Peter Goltz.
I would say the pressure has built to an almost unbearable level for the Department of Transportation and the FAA.
In a statement, Boeing says, "We have full confidence in the safety of the MAX." For 2 days in a row, the company's share price has plunged. On social media, consumers have accused the FAA of putting the company's profits ahead of safety. Now, US senators are getting involved. Republican Mitt Romney.
The UK, Singapore, Australia have all taken action to ground the aircraft. It's not that they have a specific area that is a flaw, but just out of an abundance of recognition that this is very serious.
The president tweeted, "Airplanes are becoming far too complex to fly. Split-second decisions are needed, and the complexity creates danger. I don't know about you, but I don't want Albert Einstein to be my pilot. I want great flying professionals that are allowed to easily and quickly take control of a plane." As families grieve, authorities continue to grapple with the appropriate response in real time. Two Turkish Airlines MAX 8s en route to the UK had to turn around due to the sudden airspace ban. The EU has since implemented a ban of its own. In Washington, this is Zoe Daniel reporting for AM.